Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it. Great point.
See, can you feel okay about a game like that? You get a point. I think you probably felt like you played okay against one of the best teams in the league.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one. I feel like we were kind of, I won't say in control. I was back and forth for sure, but you're up 1-0 going into the third. You'd like to hold that lead for as long as you can. They come out kind of buzzing on that first shift, score a goal, tie it up. But then I even thought we had some chances in the rest of the period there in the third to take back the lead. We didn't. Yeah, they beat us in overtime. So it's always nice to get points in this league. It's hard. It's a hard league, obviously, especially against that team who's, I think, now went 10 straight on the road. But it would have been nice to play that third period out up 1-0 for a little bit longer.
What can you say about Jett's performance? How much of a lift did he get against you?
Yeah, he was awesome. Just so steady in the net, so sound. Made all the big saves. And yeah, no, it's fun watching him. He's obviously worked hard for this. So we would like to get the win for him, but he played a hell of a game.
Even in the overtime, Zach, it looked like you guys had more opportunities, really controlled that 3-on-3.
Yeah, no, I thought we had some chances. Definitely some opportunities to score. I feel like we have to maybe get a little bit more creative with some plays in the 3-on-3 there. I feel like we're kind of on the outside a little bit, but yeah, no, it's back and forth on OT, and I had one chance there and the guy ripped it, so it is what it is.
Jets obviously had a chance to play games here before, 10, I believe, but this is his season debut. I mean, after he played the way he was in Cleveland, for him to come walking in here, get this opportunity, what does that do just for the room in general, just to kind of see a guy, you know, get a chance like this?
Yeah, he's been great. He's been a true pro since I've known him, since he's been here. Goes down to Cleveland, I hear, works his balls off, you know, wins games down there, comes up here and does the same thing. So, yeah, super happy for him to get the opportunity. And you know, he was awesome tonight. So there's not much more I can say besides he had a hell of a game. So, yeah, no, good for him.
Is that because Xander goals mean anything to you?
Me and Mets were talking about this. It's, it doesn't really mean much, but it is cool for sure. Like, when you look back on your career, you know, as a defenseman, 100 goals definitely is, you know, I don't want to stop there, but it's definitely something, you know, it's a milestone for sure. Yeah. So, yeah, no, it's a cool moment for sure. But like I said, hopefully there's many more in there.
Do you guys feel like you're getting the power play kind of cranked up now and feeling pretty good out there?
Yeah, I feel like when we go over the boards, we feel like we can score right now. We're more direct. I feel like we're crisper with our passes, more movement. We're getting more slot shots from Monty. It's been good. Yeah, I feel like we could have had a couple goals tonight on the power play. So we get one. It would have been nice to get a few more, but the last few games, it's worked for us. So just got to keep it going.
Can you be able to draw more penalties too? Is that just an approach, the way maybe a little bit more aggressive, maybe look at five chances in it?
Yeah, I feel like when you draw penalties, it seems like you have the puck and you're moving your feet, trying to beat guys one-on-one, like out of your battle, you know, and then that forces them to take holds or hooks or whatever it is. So I feel like in some games where we don't get the calls, you know, maybe we're not doing that. And tonight we were. You know, Silly's penalty, he beats a guy, goes to the net. You know, probably makes a good play, gets high stick in the face. So, yeah, it's just one of those things where I feel like guys are doing a good job of winning their battles, and that's usually what happens if you have the puck coming out of it.
Exactly.